Beads?
Okay, yeah, all right. So you'd say a what of beads?
String of beads.
Okay. What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
Okay.
Some people use parasols too.
What's the difference?
Just the difference in the term, the same thing.
Okay. What's the last thing that you pull up over the bed when you make it up?
Bedspread.
Okay, you caught anything else?
I've heard it called something else. I can't think of it.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
Okay. And usually matching the sheets, over the pillow you put a...
pillowcase.
Okay. And have you ever seen anything at the head of the bed that's about twice as long as a pillow? Sometimes they're round.
Oh, a headboard? You're talking about?
Okay. Have you ever heard anything like that called a bolster?
No.
Okay. You might say something like that. You might say, it didn't just go partway across the bed. It went...
all the way.
Okay. What would you call a bed cover that's old-fashioned and it's hand-pieced out of scraps of old leftover clothes?
Quilts.
Okay. If it was real fat and fluffy, would you call it anything different? What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially like to sleep on?
A pallet.
Okay. Okay, talking about kinds of land on a farm,
mm-hmm.
You might say, we expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very rich or very, what? Another word for rich.
I guess you'd just use the word good.
Okay, okay. What might you call flat, low land along a stream that sometimes overflows in the spring or that gets overflowed in the spring and sometimes people plow it later? What would you call that?
That's not what you call a meadow, is it?
What is a meadow? What, would you explain to me what a meadow is?
Well, that's just what you described.
That's a meadow? Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. What would you call a field that might be good for nothing other than just raising grass or clover or alfalfa for hay?
What would you call it?
Uh-huh. Okay. Suppose there was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of time. You'd say it was...
swampy land.
Okay. If it was a swamp, would it be big or little, or would you use it about any size piece of land, or...?
Well, it would have to be a number of acres. It wouldn't just be a like a city lot. You wouldn't refer to that.
Okay, okay. Say you have a similar place, but along the sea, you might call it what? Would you call it anything different?
Is that what they call the Everglades in Florida?
Oh, no.
There's a lot of water in there.
What all different kinds of soil is there? I mean, you know, if you were just describing soil.
Well, there's black loam. Sandy loam.
Okay.
And, there's red clay, but that's